he went on, him and his wife went on with him, mm-hmm. and just one by himself. And this son, of course, you know, alerted the police, and they found him up there somewhere around Jacksonville. And the sheriff, man, I don't know how he did it. I don't know if I'd have had sense enough to do it or not. But he told this boy, he said, you better put your gun down, because all they'll do is check my license, so my driver's license. So the police made him get out to check his driver's license. He got out when the police come up there, the sheriff man did it, because he kidnapped, you know, with his hands up, you know, so he played along so this sheriff man that kidnapped him wouldn't do nothing. And, of course, he some kind of a sign when he gave his driver's license, that gave that man's name, seeing that law knew who he, what had happened. And they got that boy and put him in jail, and they were, well, they just was a talking about what to do about it. And got word that he done hung himself. Now, you know, people at motels like that's got to watch it, opening doors at people at night. This lady, the mother, did it, opened the door to him because he thought it was a customer. I guess she did, because the father and the son was already going to bed. But I don't know how the father got the son not to say nothing to
him. You mean they owned the motel? Well, they could not open the door.
That's true, too. But I can't think of the name of that hotel. Motel, but it's right across the river. It's not the Ginn's, it's on further down. But I can't think of the name of it. But anyhow, that's what happened. And they said it worked over 60 or 90 minutes that he'd done. I can't understand that. How he could hang himself that quick.
He must have been crazy.
They said he was, off his rocker. Because the woman had done give him all the money and things out of the cash register. Because she's playing along with him, see? And she wouldn't tell him that her husband was home, up in the bed. And, of course, it got so rough that she had to call for help. And, of course, the daddy, I don't know, the room, the boy's bedroom must have been close by. And he just asked him not to say nothing. And they just went along with him. We have troubles around here like that. You all have very much around here up in Georgia.
Well, there's a lot of crime in Atlanta, but
Oh, they're more down here than it's been. That's when I told you, I wanted you to be careful. Because it seems like, honey, they got where they don't want to work anymore. They won't. Well, I don't know. Seem like they think the world owes them a lot. Now, it's not these boys and girls now, like me and you was talking about the other day, that they call them hippies. It's not that. It's not that. It's just simply pure mean people. And usually it's adults. It's usually are adults. And I don't understand it.
Kind of
it does. That's really not told you. I want you to be real careful by yourself. That's really I don't like to think about it because I don't know much about you or nothing like that. But yet, what I know of it about you, I know you're nice. And I know you've come from a nice family.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell that. But what I mean, I just, you know, I wouldn't want one of my daughters to be like you, you know, be by yourself, and I'd be kind of scared, and I know your parents is.
Tell me about some states and cities. The biggest city in this country is in...
You mean in America?
Yeah, is in what state?
Honey, I don't know if I could tell you, not really.
Well,
New York City?
Huh?
In New York City.
Okay, or the state is called?
New York, I guess.
Okay. And Baltimore is in?
Maryland.
Okay.